Let what we've said about habit be our advice to the young. The fear of God is stronger than all for those who are mature and have learned heavenly wisdom. Remembrance of hell and desire for the kingdom of heaven are able to quench the fire. Consider also that what you see is nothing more than bodily fluids and decomposed food. Some might say the bloom of the features is joyful, but even the blossoms of the earth, which are more joyful, rot and wither. So don't focus on physical beauty alone, look beyond. Delve deeper into your thoughts, stripping off the exterior beauty, and carefully examine what lies beneath it. Dropsical bodies also shine and don't seem offensive, but the thought of the fluid inside repels us from them. An eye may be beautiful, with arched brows and dark lashes, but it's merely nerves, veins, membranes, and arteries. Think of this beauty as it ages and falls ill. It's unpleasant and fades quickly. Look beyond physical beauty to the true beauty of the soul. If you choose, you can see it, much like appreciating the beauty of an absent person. Consider the beauty of the soul and enjoy such beauty. You may claim not to see the incorporeal, but they can be seen with the mind rather than the eyes. This is why, unseen, we admire angels, archangels, character, and virtue of soul. Seeing a considerate, moderate person stirs more admiration than seeing physical beauty. Admire and love those who bear insults gracefully. Such beauty of soul never fades, even into old age. To acquire this beauty, let's seek out those who possess it and be charmed by them. This way, when we also attain this beauty, we may receive eternal good things through the grace and love towards men of our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom with the Holy Spirit be glory and might forever and ever. Amen.